Call it opportunity through astronomy. When traditional income-generating opportunities dried up in a remote village in India, the stars kept pouring down bright light. So, under a stelliferous sky, residents in Hanle Ladakh, site of the Indian Astronomical Observatory, created an economy from the nightly natural wonder above their heads. Some work as tour guides. Others provide homestays. Akash Hassan reports on this exercise and community building. Also, Hilary Chura takes us to eastern Pennsylvania, where we hear from a couple who started a nonprofit for foster children, building a network of services and goods that help thousands of families. That's community too. It's Wednesday, December 10th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Lithuania declared a state of emergency in response to smuggler balloons from Belarus in its airspace. The Baltic country's main airport had to close multiple times last week, with hundreds of cases of weather balloons carrying contraband into the country reported this year. Lithuanian leaders see them as a form of hybrid attack by Russia-allied Belarus, which denies responsibility. Europe is on high alert following a series of airspace violations in September. 200,000 people have fled their homes in eastern Congo in recent days, the United Nations said, as Rwanda-backed rebels marched on a strategic town. The escalation comes days after President Donald Trump hosted the Rwandan and Congolese leaders to proclaim peace. A senior Trump administration official said Washington was monitoring the situation and working with both countries. Also, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis designated the Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim civil rights group, a foreign terrorist group, following Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. CARE is one of the largest Muslim advocacy groups in the United States, with chapters across the country. In a news release, CARE called the move a direct attack on First Amendment rights in the Muslim community in Florida. The federal government doesn't apply the label. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Members of Congress have access to information they could use to make money in the stock market. There's a new push to ban members from buying and selling stocks, with the goal of countering possible insider trading. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for the Monitor. In Israeli descriptions of settler violence against Palestinians in the West Bank, use of the term Jewish terrorism has been rising. A plurality of Israelis say the attackers have been handled too leniently, but the settlers have strong allies in the government. Dina Kraft reports from Tel Aviv, Israel, for the Monitor. President Donald Trump's recent dehumanizing remarks about Somali Americans play to stereotypes and obscure a complex history. Audrey Thiebert reports from Boston for the Monitor. In one of the darkest corners of the world, a group of astro ambassadors are making a living off the night sky and creating a bridge between science and tradition. Contributor Akash Hassan reports from Hanle Ladakh for the Monitor. For foster families seeking essentials for their children, funding cuts that affect services can cause a strain. Amid high rates of turnover among foster families, a support hub fills a critical gap in eastern Pennsylvania. Contributor Hilary Chura reports from Emmaus, Pennsylvania, for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on creating good rules for AI. Civilians around the world daily and easily engage with artificial intelligence, communicating with chatbot therapists and friends or creating realistic videos with entirely machine-generated content. Governments, meanwhile, are racing to keep up with the implications of AI, positive and otherwise, for national security and economic competitiveness, as well as for citizen freedoms, privacy, and safety. The challenge centers on whether and how much to regulate this rapidly advancing and lucrative sector, and how to do so without eroding the democratic, free market values of individual and entrepreneurial autonomy. Australia is now the first country to ban social media use for children under age 16. In July, the United Kingdom enacted age verification for accessing pornographic sites. And last year, the European Union passed an AI Act to foster responsible development while addressing potential risks to citizens' health, safety, and fundamental rights. Good rules help prevent disasters, policy analyst James Lardner noted in a study of 10 landmark regulations in the United States. They arise out of crisis and struggle, but also out of the momentum of accomplishment, and can channel market forces in more positive directions, he observed. U.S. governors and state legislatures have been busy trying to design such AI rules. In 2025, all 50 states introduced AI bills, and 38 passed roughly 100 laws. These moves far outpaced action in Washington, where the House of Representatives and President Donald Trump pushed for a 10-year moratorium on state AI laws. The Senate voted this down 99-1 in July, and a November effort to include the provision in the defense bill also failed. Mr. Trump has announced he will issue an executive order to preempt or override state rules. You can't expect a company to get 50 approvals every time they want to do something, he posted on Truth Social. There is some validity to this, as business associations and tech industry leaders point out. Others, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, see this as federal government overreach, though. Stripping states of jurisdiction to regulate AI is a subsidy to big tech and hampers efforts to protect children and intellectual property, he wrote on the social platform X. History shows that state regulations often serve as initial guardrails and provide a template for comprehensive federal legislation. State-level action has played a significant role in addressing early risks associated with emerging technologies, according to George Washington University researcher Tambuntai Gundani. Because these tools are deployed in specific communities, local officials are often the first to hear complaints, see patterns of harm, and respond. For officials to effectively regulate and devise good rules for AI, it seems that a willingness to learn from local experience and listen to industry and federal concerns will both be necessary. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we become aware of God's all power, we find greater evidence that His creation is obedient to Him. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Noel Flatt, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.